listening to St Andrew's Radio,
brought to you by the best school in the world.
Hello, St Andrew's Primary and Nursery Radio listeners. My name is Caris Kennedy from Primary 7.
And my name is Dan McConnell from Primary 6.
Today in our recording studio, we are delighted to welcome James Kennedy, also known as the Amazing James. Amazing James is in our school today to help us celebrate St Andrew's Day. He has performed a fantastic magic show and entertained us all afternoon. We particularly liked Who Wants to Win an Amazing James magic dog balloon.
Welcome James, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Who can you tell our listeners what got you into magic?
Yeah, well, when I was a little boy, my uncle used to take me into Tam Shepherd's joke shop in Glasgow. And I used to like doing the practical jokes and things, but also the other part of that was magic. They had magic tricks as well. So I used to get into playing with magic tricks and doing magic tricks for all my dad's friends and family. So I got really into magic when I was 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm. Who was your inspiration?
Definitely Paul Daniels, because when I was a wee boy, Paul Daniels was on the television most Saturday nights. And it was great fun. Just watching how somebody could do something that seemed impossible just blew my mind.
What is your all-time favourite magic trick?
My all-time favourite magic trick, without a shadow of a doubt, is when David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear. Because I seen that and I thought, if some man can make the Statue of Liberty disappear, anything's possible. And that got me hooked.
Mm. At St Andrews, we are really interested in learning about different career paths. Can you tell us what got you involved in the industry?
Of course, yeah. When I was a young guy, I went on holiday with one of my friends to Turkey. And when I was there, my personality kind of shone through. And I was offered the job as a holiday rep there. So from that, being a holiday rep with the company that I worked with at the time, you didn't just pick people up at the airport and drop them off. You had to take them on excursions, but most importantly, you had to entertain them all the time, whether it was fun nights in the hotels or whether it was the cabaret. So I was involved in the cabaret quite a lot, and we had to do scenes and funny sketches in the cabaret show and karaoke nights and all sorts of silly fun games. And from there, I was hooked.
What would you like to be if you weren't a magician?
I would definitely go back into the tourism industry. I love that. It was great fun. Got to meet people on their holidays and you get to see really cool places. So yeah, I would definitely go back into tourism without a shadow of a doubt.
What is the craziest magic trick you've ever performed?
Well, that's easy. I got a phone call one day from a man telling me that he was from the First Minister's office and he asked me to do a show for 30 guests at Butte House for the First Minister, Alex Salmond, at the time. And but half the kids were from Donaldson School for the Deaf, and the other half were from the Royal Blind Institute. So I thought somebody was really kind of pulling my leg, asking me to do a show for an audience that was half and half, which obviously sight and hearing impaired, it just seemed such a challenge. So I had to go away and develop a magic trick, and it was called Wizzle the Wizard's Magic Prediction. And that was the weirdest and wonderfulest trick I've ever done, because took me completely out of my comfort zone. And although it wasn't the most spectacular trick in the world, it was the fact that it appealed to two audiences of kind of complete polar opposites, you know?
Mm-hmm. Where did you perform this magic trick?
That was at Butte House in Edinburgh, at Charlotte Square, for the First Minister. It was in December, which we're nearly coming up to now. And as I say, it was this Christmas party for the First Minister, who would invite small groups of kids to kind of give them a special treat, something that obviously because of their challenges. Mm. And it was quite interesting.
So clearly you're a big fan of magic and entertaining people. Can you tell some of our listeners a little bit about what other things you like to do?
Yeah, I love all things Scotland. I love jumping in my car with my wife and my kids and taking them to see like old castles and some cool things about Scotland, and we've got a caravan as well, so we tend to holiday that way, where we can just jump in the car and take the caravan and go and see really cool and interesting things. Anything Scottish, haggis, shortbread, even a cheeky little whiskey, but don't tell my wife.
What is your favourite heritage site?
My favourite heritage site at the moment is probably Doune Castle, because it's quite interesting. As I say, it's another thing that I do is I do extra work, which is kind of TV extra work, and I was on something recently called Outlander, which is based around Scotland, and Doune Castle is predominantly used for a lot of the scenes. So it's quite interesting to see it from a historical site and as also as a movie, a kind of film, TV location set.
Have you been on any blockbuster movies?
Not any blockbuster movies in this country. I was in one recently, I think about two years ago, with Jeremy Irons, but it was kind of based in France. I don't know how well it done, but I think I can't remember the name of it now. But if you want to kind of Google Jeremy Irons, you might find it. But again, I was just an extra. I was walking by and kind of passing by, or reading a paper, or coming out of a shop, that type of thing.
We know you were once a pupil here. What was it like when you came?
Not as good as it is now, I've got to say. It was good, it was fun, you know, but things have came on so much further since I was a pupil at St Andrews. The fact that kind of teachers are now able to identify different learning styles is huge, because it just means that kids who, I wasn't overly academic at school, but I was always very creative. And see, now I can see teachers are able to inspire and motivate kids that had similar kind of interests and motivations to me. So I just think that St Andrews now and schools in general are just so much better. So yeah, it was good fun then, but looking at it now, the teachers are way cooler than they were when I was there, that's for sure. A lot happier faces than they were then.
What do you think the differences are in our schools since you came here?
It's definitely looking at the teachers now. I don't know if it's just my mentality, but the teachers look a lot younger. Definitely a lot younger, a lot more positive. And the school generally looks much more fun place to be now. Looking round, yeah, it does. The building hasn't changed much. It just looks the same, but it just looks so much brighter, you know, and a much more fun learning environment now.
Do you have any messages to give to the St Andrews Primary listeners?
Yeah, I would say if you've got a passion or a hobby or something that you're interested in, never give up on it. Always make sure that you study hard and do as best you can. But if you've got an interest in a hobby, you should pursue that interest as well as your education, because I never thought that my hobby would have ended up becoming my full-time career, and it's been really good. It's took me all around the world, and I've met some of the most interesting people in the planet, and for that I'm truly grateful. And I think if you get a passion, something like I have, then you could do exceptionally well in life.
Thank you very much for joining us in the recording studio today. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
It was an absolute pleasure speaking to you too, and thanks for listening.
This was St Andrews Radio with Caris Kennedy and Darren McConnell and James Kennedy. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to St Andrews Radio,
brought to you by the best school in the world.